Blog Talk Radio.
At this moment, please do not go away. Please do not go away. We're having technical difficulties at this moment. But look, I don't know if y'all remember from last night. The recap from last night was frenemies versus the enemies. Definitely a touchy topic last night. We talked about keeping your friends close, keeping the enemies closer, and keeping those haters even closer. Yeah, I got it. But tonight, we will have a very, very deep conversation tonight. And this is definitely to that lady that's in that relationship with that person that's not, how can I say it, with them wholeheartedly, that's not keeping it real, or you may be on a job that you're so tired of, or you dealing with people in your life that claim they're your friends, but they're not doing what they got to do, or it could be family members that just keep telling you that they're going to be there with you 100% through the rough times, through the storm, or you just be talking about something that's just going on in your life. Maybe it's a house that you're in, you can't afford it. Maybe it's a car might shine so bright like a diamond, but it's not for you. Or, hey, it could be the food that you're eating. It could be ribs, chicken, and steak. You love ribs, chicken, and steak, but it's just not benefiting your health. You keep being in the hospital. I mean, there's a whole lot of different things that can go on with you. So tonight, you know, I want to just take the time to talk about letting go. And not just letting go of the things that make you feel bad, but sometimes the things that make you feel good too could be some of the things that you need to let go of. And nobody never wants to hear that, but, you know, it is what it is. Just keeping it real with you. You know, you never progress in life by holding on to things that's not bettering you as a person, you know. So I want to teach you how to let go of things. First of all, let's start off with welcoming Teddy back to the show. Teddy, go ahead and talk to the people, man.
What's going on, man?
Man, you know we got a bootleg system.
I see. You was talking for like 5 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm out here.
I know. But yeah, everybody, that's Teddy, my co-host. You know, y'all been waiting on us. Now we can really get into the show and really talk about what we need to talk about. You know, Teddy, so let me ask you a question, man. How do you feel about letting go? When do you think it is time for someone to actually let go?
I think when you come to a point, it don't matter what it is, if it's your job, your relationship, whatever, if you feel as though it's not benefiting you or the other person, you need to let it go because it can affect your health, it can affect your money, it can affect any and every aspect, you know what I'm saying, of your life. So you need to let that situation go so you can move on, you know what I'm saying, to a better situation. Like when one door closed, God opens up another one.
Right. Right.
That's my little input on it.
That's definitely the truth, man. You know, because a lot of us, we hold on to things that don't need to be held on to.
Yeah.
Like, you
tell
you know
me
what,
something
though?
About that.
This is, like, the sign of you knowing that it's time to let something go. You know it's time to let something go when you're saying, man, I'm tired. I'm stressed out. Man, I ain't making enough money. This person don't love me. So if you know these things, why would you continue to be in a situation where you're not happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of people... Now, go ahead.
I'm about to say some people do it because even though they need to let that situation or let that person go, some people say, well, I got to stay because, well, I like this job. Well, I got to stay because I love this person. They don't want to hurt this person. But the more you know, be with that person or you be at a job or whatever, it's hurting you more than it's hurting, you know, the person. So something got to give. Either you're going to continue to put up with it or you're going to let it go.
True indeed.
True indeed.
True indeed, man. When was the last time you had to let something go?
2 weeks before my 30th birthday.
How was that?
It was simple. If I wanted to let that situation go, one or two things would have happened. Either I would have ended up in the hospital or I would have ended up in jail.
We don't want the infamous teddy bear going to jail.
No, can't.
We damn
can't
sure don't want up in no hospital. You know?
No, I had to let it go, and you know, when talking to you and you know other people that were close to me, giving me some advice, and I had to pray on it. I had to let it go because it was to the point of no return. And once I did that, I was fine. And then remember that saying, that door closing and another one opening. The door finally opened, and I'm taking what I'm about to enter into now or have entered into day by day, and I'm loving every minute of it because this person keeps a smile on my face. This person accepts me. This person is there for me. Not, it ain't even got to be financial. She's there for me with motivation, like I motivate her. So you got to do stuff, let stuff go, to let your blessings and stuff come down. Because,
right.
Like you say, if you don't, you're blocking them relationship-wise, job-wise, friends-wise. Whatever aspect, if you don't let a bad situation go, a good situation or your blessings won't follow.
That's right. Say it again for them, Ted, so they can hear that again.
Say it again. If you don't let the bad situation go, i.e. your job, you can't stand your boss. But you know you need to work because you got a family to support. Or you support yourself. Do the necessary steps you got to do and move on. Relationship, if you and that person are not on the same level playing field and you're doing everything you can to please this person, be there spiritually, financially, and all that other good stuff, and they still ain't cutting it, you got to let it go. Because once you let it go, God got something for you bigger and better than what you had before. And I can attest to that right now.
That isn't true. That is indeed true. That is indeed true, man. But a lot of people will never see that because they're still stuck on the unknown. It's like they're scared to progress. It's like they're scared of the new. They're scared of, you know, improving. They're scared. Well, let me challenge you all, ladies, everybody that's on here listening to She's On Radio, go for what you want. Let go of all things that does not better you as a person. Repeat. Let go of all things that is not bettering you as a person. Yeah, that job might pay you $100 per hour, but are you happy there?
Right.
Are you really ready to sell your soul for money over your happiness, over your health? But if you're not happy, then your health is not right, which means you're going to lead to the hospital. Trust and believe me, I know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship with this woman who you know can give two craps about you. They do everything in their power to prove they don't care about you. So you're going to continue to stay there because they the sexiest thing in your city? Or because they got the most money? Or because they got their shit together? Let me tell you something, baby. Oh, hold up. Oh, what about your friends? What about them? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about them people who you go so hard for? You'll run a marathon for these people, but they won't walk for you. Trip, that get deep.
You get a little bit deep on there, brother. I think they might.
Oh, what about that baby daddy?
Oh, whoa, Lord. Don't.
What about that baby daddy that you know that he don't care nothing about you or them kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know he don't care about you or them kids. You know that stud that been crying, acting like she going to be the baby daddy, so your children don't care nothing about them kids. But you still keep her around. Because she throwing you a couple dollars every now and then to keep you off her back. Let me tell y'all something, man. You would never progress in life living by that law. You need to get up. You need to let go. And you need to let God.
Mm-hmm.
Let him work in your life.
Yep.
Every person you meet is a test. And you need to make the trial, baby. You feel what I'm saying? You need to prove to your... Forget everybody else. You need to prove to yourself that you can do it. That you mean so much more than what you're putting yourself into right now. Lift yourself up. Don't settle. Know your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Know that you're beautiful. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're beautiful. Know this. Know this because Casey is telling you right now that you're beautiful.
Yeah, buddy. Shoot, do what I do. Go in the mirror when you get up, you know what I'm saying, after you take a shower and wash your face, look at yourself in the mirror and tell you, you so sexy, big baby. You beautiful.
Exactly.
I do it every day. Shoot, I ain't ashamed.
Exactly. You said that right.
Yes,
they don't need nobody to tell me I'm
shit.
I tell myself I'm sexy, baby.
It'd be nice when my smile tell me, I'm like, it make me blush. I tell myself every day to get up, like, you beautiful, you can do this. Don't matter how tired you is, you let go of that bull crap in the past, you only something better, you can do this. Once you let go of that baggage, once you let go of that heartache, you'll feel a whole lot better and you'll do a whole lot better. Everything will fall into place.
You got it, man.
And that's what
people
that's
what
never
I know
do.
That because they still stuck on
they stuck
on
the
past. They don't wanna know what's new out there.
See, it is like the caller from last night saying about the younger crowd. The younger crowd don't know. They think it's all a game. Us and, you know, us 27 up. Know what you want, what you need to do to let go, the steps to do that. You know what I mean? The younger crowd need to understand when you're in a bad situation too, you need to let that bull crap go and move on. You can't stay stuck, because if you stay stuck, that's what you're going to put up with.
Right.
You're never going to be happy. You're going to be in jail, or you're going to be unemployed, or you're going to be without a girl or whatever, because you wouldn't let that bad situation go.
You get it.
That's right.
I know. waiting on some callers to call in, man. But definitely, I want to hear what people got to say about this because, you know, this is a good one.
I know they should call in. They should, because I mean, it's nice to hear the fans' opinions, new callers and old. And I know people got something that we might not have touched on that somebody out there need to hear.
Got it.
Like, this is for us. This is for everybody.
Right. Right. So how was your day?
It was wonderful. I had went to a parent meeting at my child's school for basketball. You know, had to be a mama.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
guess we're going to be seeing him in the newspaper, huh?
Huh. Oh, no, I had to go for my daughter. She playing basketball and doing wrestling. So, yeah, had to go play mama.
Right now.
It's been all right. You know, I'm tired. Talked to my smile today, you know, so I've been smiling all through the tiredness. So, I mean, it's been a good day. How your day been, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Now that I have let go of some baggage, I've let go all kind of dead weight, honey.
Ooh, child.
Damn. Let me tell you, child, look, I don't care who is listening on this line. Nine times out of ten, if I have not called you, texted you, or is not talking to you right now, control or delete.
Oh,
it's nothing against
control.
You.
Right.
It's nothing against you. It's just that I have to find KC. And that's what we all need to do. We need to sit back and we need to find KC. We need to find whatever your name, put a underline
question mark
right there.
Your name here.
Exactly. I need to find underline who you are, because, you know, if you don't know who you are and if you allow people to walk in your life and take control of you, then you need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
If you are working a dead-end job and whether it's paying you good or not, but you're unhappy, you need to let go.
That's true.
Straight up. No shade. I'm just keeping it real with you, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to let go and let God, man. I don't care what nobody say. You hear me keep talking about it, right? Let go.
And let God.
That's who.
Huh?
I don't care what nobody got to say.
Right, sometimes you got to repeat stuff like that, even if it's that saying, let go and let God. They got to hear you. Let go of your bull, he'll bless you. You got to do the work. You got to put in that work to come, you know, make it to that promised land and let go of that baggage, unnecessariness in your life to get what you truly deserve.
That's right. I definitely want to read something to the readers, you know, to the listeners tonight. I want y'all to take heed to something because, you know, a lot of us, like I said, we don't know our worth, you know. And I definitely want to read something to everybody because everybody needs to know this. Everybody. Are y'all listening to me? Do I need to get my belt? Do I need to get my belt?
I think you might have to get the belt for him.
You do?
Not for me, but for everybody else.
You know I get the belt, right? You know I will get it. I will get it.
Go get it.
I will get the belt.
They need it.
You think they need it?
I think they need it so they can listen.
Because you know I will. I get it.
Yeah.
Now spank him, honey.
Go spank him, bro.
I will spank him and now beat him down. Because you're going to learn how to let go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, drop it on the mic. Chaka drop. Chaka drop. It's on mic.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Again, man. That's my weakness. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the moment. I got caught up in the moment, Teddy Bear.
All right, so.
So. Well, I got to be so. I want to be somebody else.
Well, be Pepper then, or you want to be DJ Cinderella?
Oh, man, I got acid reflux. I can't be Pepper.
Oh, God. Well, be DJ. You could be the DJ then.
I don't want to be the DJ. And I can't be so because I got high blood pressure.
Oh, damn, we screwed then.
I know, man. We just got to make about our own song. Chilling.
We are
right. Nah, here we go. Here we go. You crazy, mate. All right. This is for anyone going through anything. Let go and let God. There are people who can walk away from you. And hear me when I tell you this. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. I don't want you to try to talk another person into staying with you, loving you, calling you, caring about you, coming to see you, staying attached to you. I mean, hang up the phone. When people can walk away from you, you let them walk. Your destiny is never tied to anybody that left. The Bible said that. They came out from us that it might be manifest that they were not for us. For had they been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. People leave you because they are not joined to you. And if they are not joined to you, you can't make them stay. Let them go. And it doesn't mean that they are a bad person. It just means that their part in your story is over. If you got to know when people part of your story is over so that you don't keep trying to raise the dead. You got to know when it's dead. You got to know when it's over. Let me tell you something. I got the gift of goodbye. It's the 10th spiritual gift. I believe in goodbye. It's not that I'm hateful. It's not that I'm faithful. And I know whatever God means for me to have, he'll give it to me. And if it takes too much sweat, I don't need it. Stop begging people to stay. Let them go. If you're holding on to something that doesn't belong to you and was never intended for your life, then let them go. If you are holding on to past hurts and pain, let it go. If someone can't treat you right, love you back, and see your worth, let it go. If someone has angered you, let it go. If you're holding on to some thoughts of evil and revenge, let it go. If you're involved in a wrong relationship or addiction, let it go. If you're holding on to a job that no longer meets your needs or talents, let it go. If you have a bad attitude, let it go. If you keep judging others to make yourself feel better, let it go. If you're stuck in the past and God is trying to take you to a new level in him, let it go. If you're struggling with healing of a broken relationship, let it go. If you keep trying to help someone, listen, ladies, if you keep trying to help someone who won't even try to help themselves, what do? Let it go. Help, sit in.
Let them go.
Get that damn right. If you're feeling depressed and stressed, let it go. If there is a particular situation that you are so used to handling yourself and God is saying take your hands off of it, then you got what, Teddy?
Let them go.
The battle is the Lord's, and that's all I'm going to say about that topic tonight. If it ain't, look, this battle right here is bigger than me and you. This battle is the Lord's, and you can't, it's nothing that you can do about it. You got to let it go. That's the infamous T.D. Jakes wrote that poem. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
Now, I had the pleasure, me and Ted had the pleasure of seeing T.D. Jakes in person, and he's powerful. And I'm trying to tell you, man, he know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that he does.
And yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy. You know, that's all I got to say, man. Anything that's not made of you, let it go. You can't hold on to nothing that's not connected to you. Not everybody is for you. Not everything is for you. Not every place is for you. Not everything that you go through in your life is for you. Let it go. Good Lord, stop holding on to baggage. Lord, let it go. I don't care if the girl got poontang that tastes like coochie snacks. It tastes like Cap'n Crunch when you taste it. Let it go, Lord.
Hello, where?
Because you keep on holding on to Cap'n Crunch, baby, you'll never get your Apple Jacks.
Okay.
I need my corn puffs on there, and my raisin bran. You keep on messing with that corn snack person. You're gonna get raisin bran and gonna have fiber intake, and you're gonna poop all over the place. So it's not for you.
Oh Lord Jesus, I'm never ever going down the cereal aisle again. I'm going to send my child, hey, go down there and get the cereal. I can't look at
it. Hey, look at the razor brand no more, girl. All I have is let it go.
Pineapple chitlins.
Exactly, man, exactly. Well, you know, definitely, ladies, call 646-716-6977. Press the 1. You have exactly 4 minutes to get in on these lines, or they will close at 11:30. So I need y'all to press the 6. Call again. 646-716-6977. Talk to us. We want to hear what you got to say. Don't be scared, baby.
We not going to talk about the cereal no more. That's scary for me.
No, man. Y'all, I'm trying not y'all ladies scared to talk to me, daddy. Me, man. They scared
ain't
to talk to us.
They don't need to be scared. They don't need to be scared to talk to me.
I don't know what they scared of me for, girl. Because I like shrimps, honey. And everybody loves shrimps. We can eat shrimps together. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to talk to KC and Teddy about letting go. Because you know what? I'm about to make all y'all eat Raisin Bran and have fiber intake. So y'all can let it go. Because y'all need to let go of this not talking to KC and Teddy. This is not right. This is not. They're probably over there laughing at us too, man. I can hear it now. They're like, oh, I want to press the one, but I just don't know what to say. Girl, say it. I'm not scared of you. You're not scared of me. We can eat chicken together. Don't be scared to talk to us.
Say hi. Say hi.
Call us big birds or something.
I'm not no big bird though. You can't call me big bird.
All right, big bear.
You know what?
I want to be the armadillo.
I want to
be
Arthur.
You can be Big Bear and I can be Armadillo.
Okay, I'm Big Bear. Yeehaw. All
right.
I'm a country Big Bear.
Well, I like that kind of stuff, baby.
Pineapple.
Phone lines are closing in 2 minutes, ladies. Phone lines are closing in 2 minutes. Dial 646-716-6977 for you ladies that's listening online. We want to talk to you. Definitely. Press the number 1. Talk to us. Let us know what's going on. Area code 925-207. Real quick, tell us how you feel about people letting go.
People letting go. Hi, this is Dee again.
Hey.
I talked to you guys last night. I just want to talk to you guys. How do y'all feel about people letting go? I just came in at the end, so I don't really know exactly. I just heard the last of it.
Okay, well, Teddy, go ahead and she want to know how you feel about letting go.
In a nutshell, if it's not working out for you or the partner or in regards to a job or friends, you need to let it go, because if you don't let it go, the only thing you're doing is blocking your blessings.
Right.
Indeed. And, you know, on my end, I just feel like, why hold on to something that's not bettering you? If it's not bettering you, then you're not going to become better. You get what I'm saying? So you got to drop the dead weight to what? To lose the dead weight, right? You got to drop it to lose it. Same thing. You know, and God, He's only gonna come in on his time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, you need to appreciate what he's about to do. And if you don't let it go, then you're not appreciating what he's about to do because he can't do it.
Because you're not allowing to.
Exactly. You got to move it. You got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Okay. You ain't had to go. This is not another little TKO.
Yes, you got to. Yes, baby.
You know, sometimes people get into
you
got to
let it go. Yeah.
You have to. I get it. It's just, you know, I wanted to hear what you guys really had to say about it. I came in on the last minute, and it's a really touchy feeling situation, you know, topic actually. But you know, I feel like can't nobody do me like I do me.
Exactly, girl. Say it again. Hold on. I don't think they heard that one. Hold on. Let me
no
put the review. Rewind music on. What'd you say again?
No one can do me like I do me.
Hey.
You know, I have to learn that the hard way. And I did, you know. It's good to hear from another's perspective, you know, another person's point of view.
Right.
So, you know, I listened to the topics, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought about it, honestly, because I really didn't hear the whole conversation tonight's topic at all. So I came in on the end of it. But, yeah, letting go is a hard thing to do. But I know I've been to the point of time where I've changed me to try to make it work for someone else. You know, and it wasn't a good thing. It was a disaster. So, I don't know. I just want to hear from you guys, you know, what really you had to say about it. That's all.
Well, definitely thank you for coming on and sharing your thoughts. You know, now, I do have good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you stick around with us just to January, the first Monday in January, we're going to move these shows up to 2 hours. How does that sound?
Most definitely. Great.
That sounds good. A little more time to talk, a little more time to get our feelings out, a little more time to crack a few jokes, you know, for the night, right?
Yes, most definitely.
All mm-hmm. right. And we got a contest coming up. Do you like Juice Box?
Yeah, I do.
You
yeah,
do?
Who doesn't?
So are you going to be a sheep player 2014?
I want to be.
Okay,
I told
you
guys last night, I don't
chances.
Know if you remember me from last night, where I'm from, it's Cali. So I'm
okay. Well, look.
I'm trying to get out there, and I'm trying to, I want to go to everything. I want to be involved in, you know, any and everything. So, yeah, I do want to go to She Pride. I want to be involved and I want to be there. So tell me how, when, where, and I'm there.
All right. Are you following She's on Facebook, Twitter?
Yes.
All
Instagram,
right. This is what I need you to do.
Yeah.
This is what I need you to do. I need you to stay tuned. Right.
Okay.
What's that? Mm-hmm. Once we do open those lines up for that 2-hour show, we're gonna be doing a lot of giveaways.
Okay.
She Pride 2014 last year was the event of the year. Definitely one of the biggest lesbian prides out there. You know.
And that's in what's the city and state? Richmond, Virginia.
It's in Richmond, Virginia, baby. The home of She's on, Richmond, Virginia.
That's good. And so when you coming from a different city and state, how does it apply to you? Like me coming from Cali in California,
She's on, you know, is this your first time even knowing about She's on?
Through Instagram, yes.
Okay, good. Well, this is what I'm about to. We're gonna go ahead and give y'all a little bio of what she's on this. That way you'll know exactly what you're getting yourself into. What?
Okay.
You know, my name is KC. You know, I created She's On 2010 to help uplift, educate, entertain, and provide a safe haven for women in the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Okay? It started out as a forum, like a website, just a regular old www.shezone.org. Do not go there. I'm still working on it. It's not valid right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It started out as a website and reached over 1 million members.
Okay.
So what I do each year is I provide a lesbian pride. This
mm-hmm.
showcases all of the lesbian talent nationwide out of the country. 2011,
okay.
we had people come from Europe and Italy.
Wow.
So, you know, you're definitely, anytime you come to a She Pride, you're going to see some of your favorite lesbian. Like last year we had the cast of Between Women. We had Temper, we had Pretty P, you know, we had a lot of people last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, it's only right to do it bigger and better, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, that's my mission for She's On is something for us to do positive.
You are.
You know, I love being gay. I embrace it. I love, first of all, I love being a woman that love women. Because I love women. I don't know about anybody else, but I love women. I don't know about anybody else. I love them. I had to say it two times.
Yeah.
So I just want to give back. And so people can have somewhere to go. You know, a lot of people look up to She's On because a lot of people don't even have families, you know.
They don't.
A lot of people have families, so it's like they can't actually get on Facebook. And search, you can search it on Facebook. We have a big fan page, She's On. It's She's On for Lesbians. And we're at like 800 members, you know what I'm saying? But like on Twitter, we're looking like 7,500. And I'm telling you, it's a lot. It's a lot of people. You definitely can meet a lot of people. We have a lot of people from California in our network. We do.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. We do. So you can meet somebody on She's On, you know. I'm not saying that you're looking for a girlfriend or whatever, but you can meet somebody, you know, meet new friends in your area. You know, that's what it's
for. A girlfriend,
for
a wife, but, you know, I'm patient. I'm patient. I'm very patient. But I do want to be involved, if nothing else.
Do you have a Facebook?
You know, so I'm sorry. What did you say?
Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, and I've been had one for a while, and I deactivated it. I just brought it back up again. So yes, now I do. I have a Facebook.
This is what I want you to do, because I want to talk. I want to talk more with you. Okay.
Okay.
My Facebook is JUSZKC.
One second. Let me write this down.
It's okay.
1 second. I'm sorry. I know you guys have a lot to do.
No, we're on your time right now. We got 4 minutes, okay?
4 minutes?
Yeah, 4 minutes. So that gives you time to do what you got to do.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Some holding music.
Okay, what is it?
J, as in Jacob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. U, S,
mm-hmm.
as in Sam, Z, as in Zebra, K,
mm-hmm.
C. So read that down.
It's J, as in Jacob. Oh, shit. Hold on. The pen died.
Okay.
Look, it's not my fault. I really want to do this.
May that pen rest in peace.
I'm writing it, and I'm listening to you, and I'm looking, and it's not writing.
That pen going
funny.
To a better place.
No, you can't do it right now. It's not supposed to. Okay, do it again. One more time. Okay,
all
I got
right.
it. Go ahead. J.
J.
Mm-hmm.
U.
U.
S, as in Sam.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Z, as in Zebra.
Okay.
K, C.
K, C.
Now, say it back to me.
J, U, S, Z, K, KC.
That's when you go on Facebook. Matter of fact, I'll make it easier for you. Write in KC.
KC.
Space.
Space.
R-E-P-P-N.
Aura.
Aura.
Okay. R-E.
P-P.
P-P or T-T?
P-P, like you got a P-P. P-P.
Okay.
P-P.
N. N is in Nancy.
Yeah. Space. Okay. She-Zone. S-H-E-Z-O-N-E.
Okay.
But you're going to put in KC and, like, half a rapper and it's going to pop up. That's me. Just add me, inbox me, we'll talk there, okay?
Okay, and that's...
Just let me know who you are, too, so that way when you inbox me and you're like, hey, KC, I remember you from the radio, I want to say,
I'm D from the radio. I'm D-Von. D as in Victor, A-U-G-H-N. D-Von.
All right, I'm going to be waiting on you, sweetheart. I hope that you will do this ASAP because I'm waiting on you, all right? So we can talk some good stuff, all right?
Sure thing. Sure thing, baby. I'm there.
All right. Oh, boy, see you always look. We talking about letting go. Calm down, man.
I was talking about
letting go. We're
talking about letting go, but
finding
what's right for us as well, too. We can let go.
Okay, hello.
But, you know, time to place for everything. And at the end of the day, hey, it's the reason why I'm hitting these lines. Never know.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So don't judge
Never
me,
know.
Man. Thank
Never
you very
know.
Much.
Uh-oh.
Don't judge me.
I love
me.
You guys. You guys are wonderful, I swear.
You're awesome.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it, most definitely.
You're awesome, girl.
Okay,
I definitely
so
want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. Don't forget to inbox me now because I'm waiting on it.
I'm not.
Waiting like
I'm
a puppy.
She's going to go to sleep by the computer waiting and say, Ding, there he is.
Be waiting. That nigga says, Ding, there he is. Hey,
what
are you saying?
I'm going to it. And if there's any problems, I'll be listening tomorrow. You going to be on tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to be on Monday through Thursday. 11 to 11:30 up until January the first Monday, which we will be on our real national times. Probably real national times then, all right? But yeah, go ahead and do that. Let's get the inboxes going. I wanna thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all definitely been out excellent. She Pride 2014 is going down. Richmond, Virginia, August 15th, 16th. Juice Box headliner. We got Shy. We got Dr. Strokem. We got Sexy Face. We got a whole lot of people all the way from Florida. We got people coming from Atlanta. We got people from Texas. It's about to go down. Teddy, I want to thank you so much for being an awesome co-host.
No problem. I try.
And remember, ladies, if it's not benefiting you, I want y'all to do what? You got to let it go. Let it go and get you a piece of chicken. Look, that works out for me. Hope it works out for you. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Love y'all. Having a good night.
Good night.